It's a new team, new season. So you just try to calm down, focus on what you do, and be able to cut loose and play well.
It's back though, quick throw, broken up by James Anderson, Bears defense.
As a linebacker, when you come out, you think of two or three teams that are the best teams in the league for linebackers, and playing linebacker for the Bears was like playing center field for the Yankees. I mean, who would turn that down?
Now tell me this, because some people might be skeptical and say, these guys make so much money, do they really care about what's hanging on the walls at Hallis Hall or the history of the franchise? I mean, you really do appreciate it though, don't you?
I think you have to appreciate it, because once you understand what you're stepping into, you feel sort of a responsibility to uphold that tradition. If this was a franchise that did nothing with itself, you'd be like, all right, whatever, I'm playing for the Bears, it's cool. But now you walk to a tradition that's won Super Bowls, that's been great for so long. Now you're like, you know what, I'm a Bear. I got to kind of uphold the standard that's been here for so long.
As you look over your right shoulder and see your uniform hanging there in the locker.
Man, you can't beat that.
5-0. Great story on how it all played out. Heard from Mike Singletary about it a couple of weeks ago. He had a lot of respect for you for picking up the phone and asking.
When you understand the history and tradition of what it was, who he was, a player, right away presented, and the fact that nobody's won it since him, just out of respect, you have to make an effort. So just out of respect.
You know, talking to general manager Phil Emery, in addition to the skills you bring to the table, he's been very impressed with your leadership, and that's not simple to do on a veteran defense.
I think my leadership comes from just coming in and showing them that I learned the defense, that I know what to do.
Pat, I like the screen, Pat.
There you go. Make a play right here.
They can trust me to do the right thing every day the same way. And when you have a guy you can depend on, you can look at the guy being a leader as far as an example setter.
All this on a one-year deal. Does that sweat you at all?
We can only live today, right? You know, tomorrow's not promised. If I concern myself with tomorrow, I'm going to mess up too much today, and then tomorrow won't come. So you got to focus on today, focus on this year. We'll handle free agency and whatever happens after that when it comes.
Your first 3 years are all special team, basically, for the Carolina Panthers.
Right.
At that point, were you concerned you were getting boxed in?
Yeah, that thought went through my head. But, you know, coming from my background, you see guys that hang around the league 10, 12, 13 years just playing special teams. So a guy that you guys might know, Musa Muhammad,
certainly.
He pulled me to the sideline, and we used to talk all the time and say, look, you just keep working hard, you'll get your chance, and then, you know, I got an opportunity, so I made the most of it.
They're down at 5. Safety's deep. Dalton back with it. Pass is broken up at the 29-yard line.
You got 3 pass breakups in the first couple of games of the season. Is that an underrated aspect of your game from the outside looking in? Can't be from the inside looking out because you're in nickel every down. You're playing every snap.
This game has changed so much. You know, you got tight ends that run like receivers. You got backs that they want to get in space. You got all these spread offenses and this West Coast style stuff. So as a linebacker, you have to be able to run, and that's a big part of the game that I take advantage of.
7 years in Carolina versus 3 games as a Chicago Bear. Does it feel different?
It's a whole different world. I mean, I love Carolina. The fans are great. The organization was wonderful. But, you know, Chicago's a whole different kind of market. When you come to that kind of organization, the history, the tradition is here. I mean, I've met fans at the red light that said they were, you know, fourth generation Bears fans. You won't see that at other organizations, so it's a completely different feel.
Welcome to Chicago! Welcome! Welcome!